The committee voted 3-2 with GOP lawmakers supporting the bill and Democrats voting against it. Republicans say it provides grants for communities and landfills to address PFAS. That money would come from $125 million set aside under the budget. Green Bay Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger says it also limits the power of the State Department of Natural Resources to order innocent landowners to clean up the chemicals.
This bill is directed at getting all people clean drinking water and helping innocent landowners. It accomplishes that.
Democrats say they couldn't support the bill, citing limits on the DNR's authority. Under the plan, the agency couldn't force property owners to test for PFAS unless it had cause to believe levels would exceed state or federal standards. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.